Well, it is my privilege to be able to do healing class today. This no longer will be called healing school. This is healing class. All of our church, the way that we're going with our classes, and I'm just part of the change that's going on. I'll introduce it more later on. Coming up in September, healing class. The idea of healing class or any class, so that you all know this, and we'll let you in on this first, all right? Each class has an instructor, and at various times, various instructors will be teaching classes, and as we do this, the classes are to be interactive. You know what I mean by interactive?
Yes, sir.
This is to answer questions. This is to delve into things, and if we don't get the format done and what we need to, typically, particularly in healing class, we will deal with your questions, all right? I want you to be able to be walking, living in divine health. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, it's pointless to teach a class. I want you to learn how to live in health.
Praise God.
In every way, in every area. There's no reason, there's absolutely no reason that you should not be healed right now or living in health right now. This, because that's what this is about. Any other subject, anything else, okay? This class is always all about healing, every area, okay?
Yes,
all right, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for today, for this time, for these really students of your word who desire, long for, want everything that they can get their hands on, hearts on, minds connected to, about healing. That's why we're here, Lord, is to discover, get revelation, get understanding in these areas that have been mysterious or kind of camouflaged, where it's been hard for us to receive, and we don't know why, because we know that this is already done. You have already healed every single one of us according to what Jesus did, period. And we know this is in your word, and your word, you never lie. Your word never fails. So Holy Spirit, today, as in every class, help us to discover the reality of living healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I will start this morning with a confession. Now, I don't mean we're going to make a confession, although I firmly believe that you have what you say if you believe it in your heart and don't doubt. That's what the word says, right?
Amen.
Now, I have exercised that tool, that part in my life many, many times, many areas, and I'm living out the results. But here's my confession to you today. I'm dealing with an area that I haven't seen a manifestation. I didn't rock the boat too much, did I? Okay. All right. Listen, everybody goes through stuff. Everybody faces things. Anybody feel any condemnation about confessing that they're struggling with receiving healing? Anybody feel any of that? Because we've had that before. I've had people come up and just go, bow down, cover their face, be ashamed because they're not experiencing, at least at that moment, the fullness of what the promise is. Don't ever, ever, ever do that. Okay, so here's my struggle right now, or my battle, or however you want to term it. It's where I've not seen a full manifestation. Been going on for 4 years. Wow, that's a long time, Pastor. And I live and eat and breathe healing. Okay? You all know that, right?
Yes.
Seen a lot of manifestations, prayed for a lot of people. So, in my right ear, there is a ringing noise. Sounds kind of like a train whistle or a something like a. You ever heard a steam whistle go off? Y'all ever heard that? Anybody not ever heard that? really loud and it's really annoying. And it interferes with my hearing in my right ear a lot of times. Now, I have not given it my very much attention. I just haven't done it.
That's what I saw.
I haven't given it a lot of attention, and I haven't focused on it, and here's why. Okay, here's my justification, because it's the same thing everybody else goes through. My calling and my career. They take time. Our marriage, it's a focus. Decompression time, downtime, breathing time, breathing room. These are all parts of the facets of our lives and our priorities and how things happen. This is not an excuse. It's just me saying to you all, my confession, I haven't taken a whale of a lot of time and really nailed it and stayed on it until I've seen it. I have made my confessions and I've spoken to my hearing and I've spoken to the ringing and I've spoken to the thing. And I get some measurable results at times. And then I just get distracted. And I go on with life. And all of a sudden, Rosie will say something to me and I go, what? And I turn my head. Oh! Because of this loud, annoying ringing. Okay? So can we just be real? Because I want that in our church all the time. Be real. All right? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Period. Right? You know the rest of that scripture? You know it, Mary. Speak it. Let me get over next to you so I can get you on the mic.
Who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
According to the Spirit. Not according to the flesh, according to the Spirit. What does that mean? Not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. What does that mean? Not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Johnny.
Walk being led by the Father instead of by your senses.
Led by the Father instead of your senses. What else? Mary.
I think, too, it's part of it is trying to do it in your flesh, like trying to be good enough in your flesh.
Yep.
Things like that.
Trying to do it by your own works, your own efforts, rather than by what the Spirit of God has done already in you that manifests externally. Good. All right. So the title of today, if we get to it, if we get to it, is Get a Second Opinion. Get a second opinion. Now, I want to promote, now that I've made my confession to you all, I want to promote how to pursue. You have to, all of us have to make this decision ourselves. When we're pursuing the revelation, the understanding, the really living in divine health, how we do this, we must spend time getting the understanding of the Word so it gets into our hearts. Because out of our heart is how everything works. Out of our heart, we believe. Out of our heart, we see manifestation. Out of our heart, we track with the Lord, with the Word. Out of our heart, we hear that rhema word, that God-breathed word to us that comes through, we call it a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. Or we get in the Word and His written Word and we get all of a sudden something zings to us and we go, that's mine. I own it. Healing belongs to me now. We get that Word into us. Okay? So it's most important that we understand this. Get a second opinion. James chapter 1 verse 21. I won't go there. James 1:21, and I want to capitalize on this part. He says, receive the word, really, and let's make it this way, the opinion of God. This is our second opinion. Received the second opinion, engrafted into your heart. The word has to become, this engrafting means that literally, the Word of God becomes such a part of us that the first opinions that come, our senses, our feelings, our pains, our any bodily manifestations, malfunctions, ringing in the ears, don't matter. Because we've gone for a second opinion. And we've gotten the right opinion. We've gotten the true opinion, the real opinion, God's opinion. Now, our default should always be God's opinion. I know that we react, we're in the flesh, and we're human beings. Okay, and a lot of times we react according to the circumstances, or according to what the doctor's report might be, or according to what we feel, or something pops up in our bodies, and we go, ah! And that's our first reaction, and our first thought is, I'm going to Google. Yeah. Or, can we be real, right? Or, I got to run to the doctor. That was my pattern. I lived in the doctor's offices. And I can't tell you how many times they were wrong. There was a lot. You know, I want to say 50-50. 50-50.
Yeah.
Which 50? Which 50 are you going to go with? Get a second opinion and learn to get a second opinion. Make that your default. But if you don't receive the Word of God engrafted into your heart, James 1:21, if you don't do this, most of the time you're not going to default to what God says. You see, that's what reinforces, that's the truth of your healing. That's the completeness of your healing is given to you in the Word of God. So, go to John chapter 5, would you? John chapter 5. Anybody need healing right now? Anybody need healing right now? Anybody need a manifestation? Russell, come on up. Carol, come on up.
Praise God.
I really like the demos, okay? You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because when you see a demonstration, your faith goes through the roof.
Yep.
Do you know that? Do you know why I'm not afraid of a demonstration? Do you know why I'm not afraid to pray for people in public, out in front of people? Now, I want you to understand this. I am not responsible for their healing. But I am responsible for my faith. Do you understand me? I'm not responsible for somebody's healing, but I am responsible for my faith. Now, faith is my confidence level in the truth of the Word of God.
Yep.
That's what my faith is. My faith is my confidence level, which comes from experience and proving it out and taking the Word as He says it and doing something with it. That's where my faith is. Okay? We can live there. Blake? Is this a question or a comment?
This verse came to mind. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes.
Romans 1:17. It is the power of God unto healing.
Yes, healing.
For everyone who believes. Healing being a part of, the Greek definition, healing be a part of the reality of salvation, right? Man, we're already healed. What is the big deal? It's only a big deal because we make it a big deal. Now remember, we're not responsible for somebody's healing, okay? But we are responsible for our faith. Your faith will never gain confidence if you do not step out. Your faith will never gain confidence if you don't do a work with your faith, whether it's praying for somebody. And you don't have to have all the rules, right? Because there are no rules. Just do it. Or when you make a stand, when it comes to your own body. And if you don't see a manifestation right away, so what? If your default is the second opinion, God's opinion, you're never going to move. You're not going to waver. You're going to get more steadfast. That's when you see things begin to pop. There's always a little resistance. Do you understand? The resistance comes from our own hearts. There's always a little resistance to healing. Always. That's why when I can pray for somebody and I can see results, because, you see, I got no resistance in my heart for them. Does this all make sense? But I'm responsible for my faith, just like you are. Not responsible for their healing. So you got nothing to lose and everything to gain when you go out and pray for people. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Morning.
Morning.
Okay. Praise God. What do you need? Can you speak about it?
Yeah. I need a manifestation for a chronic...
You don't need a manifestation. You want to see and feel the manifestation.
I want to see and feel the manifestation of a condition that's been on me too long.
What is
it? It's a digestive colon.
Digestive colon issue.
And it's inflammation.
Inflammation.
And it's gotten into skin.
Oh, okay. All right.
Skin rashes and...
All right.
Yeah, itching and...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm correcting what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
okay, because I want you to hear this. Luke 6, verse 45 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember this, because this is all of us. What we truly believe, where we're truly living, in our faith, in this grasping hold of grace, what God's done in our salvation, comes out of our mouth. If it's not already completed in our hearts, please hear me. Receive the word of God and graft it into your heart, right? It becomes a part of you. If it's not already done, that won't come out of your mouth that way, right? I'm still waiting for my healing. God's going to heal me. Stop that. I'd rather have you just shut up than not say that, okay? And have you learn that it is already done. That's why we've got to get our understanding in the truth of the Word of God. It is finished. Say this with me. I am already healed.
Already healed.
According to the second opinion.
Second opinion.
God's word.
God's word.
Not my word.
Not my word.
Not anybody else's word. Not anybody else's opinion. Including mine. God says, I'm healed. Now, I am
already
healed.
Healed.
Now, don't add anything more to that. Close your eyes. I'm going to put my hand on your head. You do not have to be in a hurry to do this. I've had people run at me, say, pray for this right now. You are not moved by somebody. You are moved by the Holy Spirit to do this. Okay? And you're listening to what He says. Regardless of what somebody else says and what the symptoms might be manifesting, what's the Lord saying? What's the Lord telling you in how to pray? You may get a word of wisdom, word of knowledge. You may get some insight. He may open up their body and pinpoint right to you what's going on. Right there. And then you speak to that in authority. Let Him speak to you. Don't be in a rush. Carol, I'm going to ask you something. Keep your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Jacob, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, Jacob wrestled with an angel. And he wouldn't let go until this angel blessed him. Are you wrestling with anything right now? What are you wrestling with? Let's go deep. I'm going to keep my hand right on your head.
Trusting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of trust and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Disappointments in the past.
Past disappointments.
Right.
Have you forgiven the Lord for anything you've held against Him? Any judgments?
I would say I believe so.
You don't know, though?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Keep your eyes closed. Give me your hands. I'm going to take the other one. I want you to look at Him right now. Look at Jesus in the eyeballs. I want you to see the love and the care and the compassion, the same thing He showed to the leper. Because what was impossible to see and to experience, Jesus just said, gosh, I'm willing. Be cleansed. And so here it is, Carol. Say this with me. My Lord.
My Lord.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
That I haven't trusted You.
That I haven't trusted You.
And come to You for the second opinion.
Come to You for the second opinion.
I've relied on my past.
My past.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I reject those past thoughts.
I reject those past thoughts.
And experiences.
And experiences.
And right now, in front of You and everybody.
And right now, in front of You and everyone.
I commit with all my heart,
with all my heart,
to trust you
implicitly
from this moment on, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I reject
every trace
of fear that has tried to embed itself
in my heart.
Fear.
Leave.
I want no part of you anymore. You are not welcome here. In Jesus' name. Praise God. There's a freedom that just happened. Just now happened in your life. Now, Carol.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. I say to you, digestive tract, be healed. And the Lord's telling me to say this. I'm going to say this.
Amen.
I command you to be cleansed.
Yes.
Now, in Jesus' name. Inflammation. You have no place. In her colon, in her intestines, in Jesus' name, get out. And I command you to be at peace in Jesus' name. And I say to you, Carol will eat whatever she wants from now on.
Amen.
In faith.
Amen.
In confidence. Without fear.
Amen.
In full trust. And her body, you will function exactly the way the designer made you to function. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 You're free.
Amen.
You're free.
Amen.
Okay?
Yep.
You're free.
Amen.
You're free.
Amen.
Now,
thanks.
I want you to go ask the Lord what you should eat.
I will.
I mean it.
I will.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm tired of
go ask
having
the,
a list.
Go, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go back there. Go ask the Lord,
Amen.
What should I eat?
Okay.
I in faith. Do it in faith.
Okay?
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Faith is that confidence,
yes.
Now. All right?
Right.
If you have any backlash,
mm-hmm.
You make your stand.
Okay. I will.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're free.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right, Russell, we got time for one more.
Okay.
What do we got?
I would like the lie to finish departing.
Okay. What is the lie, Russell?
It's a growth or a lump.
A lump, a growth. It needs to go, right?
Amen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Who would like to come up and pray with me? One person. Okay. Come here, Foma. Put your hand on Russell. You lead, I'll follow. Do what the Lord tells you to do, okay? And then I'm going to put my two cents in, okay? If need be. Here it is. Here it is. Right there. And be loud enough so everybody can hear you.
Russell, I speak to your hand. You lump. You don't belong here.
Amen.
I command you, go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And don't come back.
Yes.
Every cell, every tissue, every system.
Yes.
That is not functioning well, that is causing this to still remain alive. I cause you to die in Jesus' name.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I say go.
Yes.
And new cells grow out and replace.
Yes. Yes.
And heal completely in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Your hand, you're healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ifoma. Stay right here. Russell, close your eyes. Now I have people close their eyes, keep them closed. I have people close their eyes because I heard somebody say this one time, you don't want the anointing to fall out of their eyeballs. Okay? You don't want that. So if you need to shut things out, you shut them out. You close your eyes. You do what you need to do. You close your ears if you have to when you're speaking. But you do this. You do what you need to do. All right? For your faith, in your responsibility, in your faith to operate. All right? Now, I've seen some ugly stuff. That doesn't bother me. Not in my body and in others. But until you get to that point, if you need to shut your eyes or shut your ears, do it. Russell, in Jesus' name,
amen.
I'm speaking to your heart. Because your heart needs to receive this. This is what's going on. I'm not sure if it's you don't feel like you're worthy or I'm not sure. But there's a sense of, and I'm telling you, my sense is that your heart isn't letting you receive it. You want to. The desire's there. But your heart's not letting you receive it. So in Jesus' name, in this area of the heart, I say to you right now, let down the roadblock. In the name of Jesus, be revealed and come off rust in Jesus' name. Open up heart and receive the floodgate of all that the promises are for him. He's been content just walking along and kind of receiving. Lord, you have for him so much more. More than the dissolving of this lump. There's even more. Long life. He is to be satisfied with. And much more fruit from his labor than he's ever dreamed. In Jesus' name, heart open. Open. open to receive all the healing and the blessing from God's opinion to him. Now, in the name of Jesus, also, I agree. Lump, you are gone.
Amen.
Skin, you are healed.
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And immune system, I command you, wake up and reject every foul thing that does not belong in his body. In Jesus' name. Now, I command you to work as designed. In Jesus' name. There is no malfunction in his body from this point on. In the name of Jesus. Russell, I believe the Lord wants to tell you some practical things to do. I want you to write them down. I really do. I want you to write them down. I want you to do them when he says to do them. Okay? But there's some practical things I believe the Lord's going to have you do. Please listen.
Amen.
All right? Now say this with me. I am.
I am.
Already.
Already.
Healed.
Healed.
Right now.
Right now.
My heart.
My heart.
Accepts.
Accepts.
All the goodness.
All the goodness.
All the gifts.
All the gifts.
All the blessings.
All the blessings.
And all the healing.
And all the healing.
That my God.
That my God.
Has already given me.
Has already given me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm not going to pray for anybody else right now. I do want to cover something, okay? Would you go to John chapter 5? John's Gospel, chapter 5. I like to use the events that Jesus took part in and the aspects of what Jesus did, because there's so much to draw out of. Now, understand that these are real events. These are true events. And what we draw out of those is the same thing we go through, because we're talking about people. This is not some person in the, you know, some realm of unreality. This is a real person. This is a real documented event. This person has feelings. They have symptoms. They have circumstances. They have stuff that goes on in their lives just like the rest of us do. How does this get dealt with? Let me just read this to you real quick. This is the man at the pool of Bethesda. John chapter 5, verse 2. And this is the backdrop. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind and lame and paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water, for the angel, or an angel, went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. And whoever stepped in first, after stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease, and this means infirmity, sickness, disease, any malady that they had. Now, a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he was already been in that condition for a long time, he said, "Do you want to be made well?" And the sick man answered him and said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool, and when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made well and took up his bed and walked. What issues was he facing? Think about this, but quickly. What issues was he facing, this man? This man at the pool.
Self-worth. Hmm? Self-worth, like he didn't think he was worth enough.
Might not have thought he was good enough or valuable enough. Yep. Doris?
Pity.
Self-pity. Anything else? Blake?
He was accustomed to his disease.
Accustomed to his disease. What else?
Wrong belief.
His belief. Yep. Wrong belief. What else? Think about these things. Pardon?
He was blaming on something else.
Blaming on something else. Yeah, there was some blaming there. Carol?
Depending on what man could do.
Good. You're catching it. What else?
Well, this question, do you want to be well, makes it pretty clear, I think, that you, like in today's time, you look at somebody that's maybe on SSI. Do you really want to be well, or do you just want to keep getting SSI because that's what you're comfortable doing?
Do you want to get your disability payments, or do you want to be well? What else? Anything else? Is that it? Speak up, Carol, so I can get it on the recorder.
He's had this condition a long time.
Long term.
So that's who he is.
Long term. Identity. His condition became his identity. Good. Is that it? Let me give you a couple more to think about. His effort, as much as he tried to get to the pool, whatever way he did, his own efforts were useless. He could not do it himself. Same thing with us. Another one, he was always waiting on the stirring of the water. He was waiting on the potential or the potential possibility or the maybe of getting his healing. There was nothing assured. And jumping right to the next part of it is, under the first covenant, there's nothing bad about the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant is great. Under the first covenant, the same promises were his that are ours. Not the same way, but the same promises. He had a right to be healed. He had a covenant promise for healing. He didn't know his rights. He didn't take advantage of his rights. Do you know we have a right to be healed?
Amen.
It is our right. It's our, like our Bill of Rights with our country. We have a right to be healed. We don't exercise those rights. I have all these rights, and if I don't exercise them or live in them or walk in them, what good are they? Okay? As Johnny said, disability issues. Man, when you start to get disability payments, it is difficult to want to get away because that becomes our security. And in a sense, our sickness, our diseases become our security. Or as Carol said, they become our identity. They're who we are. I am this. No, we are not. Who are you? As born-again believers, who are you? Ah, we're the healed of the Lord. Why? Because the Word says so. Because of Jesus' finished work. Because we got saved. Because we're born again. Because we're new creations in Christ and everything in Him. There's no sickness in Him. And we're in Him. And He's in us. And so on and so forth. Another issue would have been, or could have been, probably was a hardened heart. Now, hardened in the Greek means petrified, means just stoned, not stoned.
Yeah.
If I could retract that on the podcast, I would. Stoned. His heart had become stone, or probably had become petrified in this way, where he just couldn't receive. This is a dangerous area. This is part of what happens to us. It's why we need a second opinion. We always need to have a second opinion. When we face some kind of disease or sickness, I'm coming back to this, okay? But when our heart is hardened because of value, because of identity, because of, hey, we've been on Social Security or disability for a long time, we don't know our rights under the covenant, or there's fear, whatever that fear might be, we don't know our value. It's been a long time. We've done everything we can do. But see, it's not on us. It's on Him. The responsibility is always the Lord's. We do all these things, right? And we still think we're not healed. We get this revelation, we get this understanding, and we still think that we're not healed. We are healed. We're new creations in Jesus. If any man or woman be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, they are a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things have become new. All things. That eliminates the buts. If you can accept this and begin to think this way, make your default what God says first, and start to live this way by faith, you start to expect and see changes in your body. Period. I'm already healed. I'm already healed. My hearing is already healed. I know this. I haven't spent time in grafting this in my heart. I'm at fault here. It's my fault. It's on me. I'm not condemned. I just gave you my excuses. But they're excuses. Okay? I can focus on what I want to focus on. Now, am I about to get serious? Yes. Because I'm really tired of it. All right. If there's some area that you think you're not healed, you've got to go back and make your default that you are already healed. You have to do this. How do you reinforce your healing? How do you reinforce your healing? How do you reinforce what's already done? Number one, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Simple. Very familiar to most of us. Present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. Give up. Surrender. Let Him have your life. Because as long as you're pulling against Him with your life, and it's still part of your life, boy, He's having a hard time getting through. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. I'm only taking parts of these scriptures. Be transformed in your health by the way you think, the renewing of your mind. We know we're healed. But it just stays information until the experiential part, the active part of it, the stand, the faith, and the expectation of the miraculous becomes real to us. It just stays information. Get it past the information stage. Number two, Mark 11, 22 through 24. One of my favorite base scriptures. Have faith in God, not in yourself. Faith in what He's done, not in your efforts. Faith in what He said about your identity. Faith in what He said about your healing. Faith in God and all that He is. Moses in the Psalms, one of the Psalms of Moses speaks about God. It just blows me away. He really brings it down to understanding God, making it real. Have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, a mountain represents an issue, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he or she says will be done, he will have whatever he says. I speak to it whether I have got it or not. I speak until I have the word engrafted into my heart. And then faith rises up and I see results. Because I believe the word. God's given me a word. I get rhema words too. But He's given me His word. And I believe His word. It's the representation of who He is. Lastly, Proverbs 4:23. Guard your hearts with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. I'm done. You got several gates that lead into your heart. Several gates where information comes in and feeds your heart. What are they? Real quick. I got to close. Eyes. Ears. What else? What else? Mouth. What else? Come on.
Feelings.
What else?
Smell, touch.
Yeah, our smell. It's not just our five senses, but there's a lot of gates that feed our hearts. Man, close those gates. Only open them for what's going to feed you with the truth. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for today, this class, for healings, miracles, signs and wonders, power of the Holy Spirit in action, and the truth of your word in action in our lives and our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody wants prayer? We have, who's here for prayer? Come and get it. You're dismissed. Thanks, everybody.